Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donald Trump says numerous countries have agreed to support efforts by the US to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and are on the way. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he feels no pressure to raise the war in Iran with the US President when he meets him tomorrow for their annual St. Patrick's Day meeting. A transport company in Donegal says with diesel now reaching as much as €2.12 per litre in places, the viability of their school transport and local link services is at breaking point. And the Tánaiste indicates an extended fuel allowance could be on the way as part of a living support package. Later, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:45. But we begin with the latest on the conflict in the Middle East. And US President Donald Trump says numerous countries have agreed to support efforts by the US to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and are on their way. He claims they won't be subject to attack from Iran because that country is now a paper tiger. The US President also says they've struck 7,000 targets across Iran. Many countries have been reluctant to get involved in the American and Israeli war, but President Trump says he wants other nations to get involved with great enthusiasm.
I have that from a number of them, and I'd like to say their names, but frankly, I don't know if they would want me to or not, because maybe they don't want to be targeted. But I say, wouldn't matter if you're targeted or not, because this is a paper tiger that we're dealing with now. It wasn't a paper tiger 2 weeks ago. It's a paper tiger now.
Well, the EU's foreign policy chief has suggested getting oil through the Strait of Hormuz by replicating an arrangement used to get grain out of Ukraine. The Black Sea Grain Initiative was a UN-brokered deal between Ukraine, Russia and Turkey, which saw the safe export of food and fertilizer through three Ukrainian ports. Well, Kaya Kallas says she's spoken to the US Secretary General about the idea.
I had talks with Antonio Guterres about whether it was possible to also have the same kind of initiative like we had the Black Sea to get the grain from Ukraine out. The closure of Strait of Hormuz is really dangerous for the oil supplies, energy supplies to Asia. 85% of oil and gas through Strait of Hormuz goes to Asian countries.
Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he feels no pressure to raise the war in Iran with the US President tomorrow. Mr. Martin was speaking at the start of the third week of the war. It was started by the US and Israel and has seen retaliatory attacks in several Middle Eastern countries and a potential fuel crisis. The Taoiseach has repeatedly called for an immediate de-escalation and a diplomatic resolution. He has faced calls to raise Ireland's opposition to the war during bilateral talks at the White House. He was asked whether external pressure would convince him to raise the war with President Trump.
No, I don't feel under pressure at all. Successive Irish governments have pursued and supported a rules-based approach to global conflict. The world is in a very challenging situation, and no one likes war, and we certainly don't as a country, and we want a pacific resolution of these issues.
Pope Leo has received a telephone call from the President of the State of Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas. According to the Holy See Press Office, the call had to do with developments in the conflict in the Middle East and the living conditions of the Palestinian people. During the conversation, the Pope reaffirmed the Holy See's commitment to achieving peace through political and diplomatic dialogue, along with full respect for international law. Earlier, the Pope urged the media to report conflicts from the perspective of human suffering and to avoid becoming megaphones for power. A transport company in Donegal says with diesel now reaching as much as €2.12 per litre in places, the viability of their school transport and local link services is at breaking point. In a social media post today, McGettigan Travel says they need VAT and excise concessions as a matter of urgency. Spokesperson Melise McGettigan says many of their school transport and local link contracts were tendered when fuel was significantly lower in price, and while they're absorbing increased costs to keep children in school, this is unsustainable. She says the government must act.
We're exempt from VAT, so we actually can get no reclaim back on the diesel we pay, so we do pay full price at the pump. Now, we can get a diesel rebate scheme, which it does not counter for the 2026 the prices of the 2026 of diesel. Like, it's any diesel over €1.43, you get 7.5 cents back on rebate. It takes a few months even to get the rebate back. It doesn't sustain the 2.12 price of diesel per litre.
And the situation you're in, particularly, say, contracts for Local Link and school transport, is you are working off agreements that were made when you submitted tenders at a time when the cost of fuel was significantly lower.
Yeah, well, that's it. You say you would tender for a price and you would go with the prices of the fuel there, and we can't, you know, you can't change the price overnight the same as what the gas stations change. They can change it overnight. We can't. We're in a contract agreement. You can't say, look, this, the price has gone up. It just doesn't work like that. It's not sustainable. The government needs to help us more in terms of, you know, the VAT exemption. They need to help us with the rebate, you know, even come to 2026 prices. And, you know, as, like, for a school bus, they're on like carbon emission and they're trying to bring all the green party in or whatever. But, you know, if you look at it, the school bus, a coach load could have 30 families on. That's 30, 40 cars off the road, you know, by going on the school bus.
And that was Melissa McGettigan there. The Taoiseach is indicating an extended fuel allowance and says cuts to excise duty could be included in a cost of living support package. The government has been under pressure to introduce measures to help with rising energy prices as a result of the conflict. Speaking at Downing Street as part of a two-day visit to London, Simon Harris said a decision will be made very shortly.
We will be bottoming out in the coming days.
Is that this week?
It's in the coming days, and I say that not to be cryptic or not to be difficult, but to be sincere. I want to get the very best macroeconomic input possible. We're already looking across a range of government departments of what levers we could utilise to assist people.
Almost two-thirds of homes in Northern Ireland use home heating oil. Energy costs have soared there as well, obviously, as a result of the conflict in the Middle East. The UK is looking at a package. DUP leader Gavin Robinson says the full economic consequences of the war between Iran and Israel and the US are still very much unclear.
I mean, we haven't yet felt the full impact of the cost implications, nor on inflation or interest rates either. So that discussion will continue. We've got the government's opening gambit.
Well, other news now, and Donegal County Council is warning of an oil spill on the R238 Burnfoot to Buncrana Road. All vehicles are being advised to travel with care along the route. It could pose dangers for cars. The singer Dolores Keane has died at the age of 72. She passed away at home in Galway in the early hours of this morning. This afternoon in London, Taoiseach Simon Harris described her as one of Ireland's greatest singer-songwriters. He said her music was synonymous in every kitchen, pub and dance hall through the length and breadth of the country. Concerns have been raised about changes to planning laws which would allow people live in cabins in back gardens. The updates are also expected to increase the size of home extensions that are planning exempt and allow bike storage sheds and roof windows to be installed without planning applications. The Minister of State for Housing says the changes are designed to make it easier for homeowners to carry out renovations. The President of the Irish Planning Institute, Gavin Lawler, is giving the upcoming review a cautious welcome, but he says there are still some issues with the cabin in the back garden proposal.
There are aspects to what the Minister's talking about which will be very helpful in terms of clarifying the situation for people, but on another level there are concerns, not insignificant concerns, particularly around the concept of the garden cabin being converted into another unit, so to speak, another dwelling. If you do it as an exempted development, well, then your neighbours have no rights. So if you put it in the wrong place, if you have windows that are overlooking, if you have issues in relation to access to the rear of your property, if there's problems in the future in terms of selling on the house, which, you know, you're selling it on with the cabin in the back garden, or are they two separate pieces of property? There's all sorts of complications that sit around it.
An application has been made under the Housing Infrastructure Investment Scheme to complete the Ahilly Road project in Buncrana. The road's the main walkway for residents to get to the town centre from that side of town, and works are planned in order to improve safety in the area. 10 years ago, temporary works were done, but local councillor Fionnán Bradley says at the moment the footpath is posing a danger to people given its proximity to the main road, and he says the application for these works coming in now is a very significant one, and he's hoping the government will act quickly.
A very significant, Ryan, to answer your question. The project, this road project, has been a long-running saga. It's more than a decade ago since temporary works were carried out to make it safe or constituents of mine who live up in the hilly area to make it down to Dunclana Town. And I say more than a decade ago, since those temporary works were carried out, but nothing has ever been done since. But thankfully now, I'm in a position where I can confirm that an application has been made to the Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund to do a proper job on the road, to straighten it and widen it and put footpaths and lighting on it.
The issue of fly tipping on the road between Ardahi and Ardra has been highlighted by a local councillor there. Councillor Michael Boyle says a recent clean-up carried out by volunteers found 13 incidents of fly tipping on that stretch. He spoke earlier today to Donna Marie Doherty on The Greg Hughes Show.
But this has been on for years. It just didn't start last week. We always do a clean-up on that road every year. But, you know, troops are getting really fed up. It's not that there's a couple of bags. Like last year, it was hundreds upon hundreds of bags we collected. And indeed, I highlighted it at the very first MD last April when I was co-opted into the council. And you know what? It's only worse it's got. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. That's the biggest problem, because nothing seems to be deterring it.
Now, Councillor Malloy had talked about that he'd asked for signage to be put up, but it hadn't. There was works to go on to see that sorted, but what the discussion in that chamber was about was signage isn't really going to have an effect, because the people who are doing it, to be very blunt, don't really care about a sign.
Yeah, well, I think since that meeting, myself and Councillor Malloy met, and we were on that road, and like we identified, there's 13 different places now there's fly tipping going on. So I don't know how many signs you'd want. You know, you would have the place littered with signs. It's going on that many places. And it just seems to be, now that it's been fired out of cars, there's a lot of forestry, for your listeners that doesn't know that road, there'll be quite a bit of forestry along that road. And it's been end up now hanging on trees. There's rubbish bags hanging off trees, you know, so it's an ongoing occurrence, but I don't think signage is going to solve this issue. But now, in one of the areas last week, the litter warden came out and we found names in it. You know, so hopefully we'll get a few names or something sorted with that now that they'll follow up on it.
And that was Councillor Michael Boyle there from the Donegal Municipal District, and that issue being discussed also by councillors in the Glenties Municipal District on the road between Ardahi and Ardra, spanning those two MDs.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer, and there's a full fixture schedule in the SSEA Trustee Men's Premier Division tonight. Bohemians can make it 6 wins in a row. The league leaders make the trip down the canal to face Shelburne in the North Dublin Derby at Tulka Park. Second place in Pats are on a 4-game winning run ahead of the visit of Derry City to Richmond Park. Derry have lost 3 of their 6 games to date. The most recent was last Friday's loss to Shells. Derry manager Tiernan Lynch says they have to turn things around.
Conceding stupid goals, putting ourselves in the back foot and giving ourselves a mountain to climb. But it's something that we have to stick together. We got to keep working and we got to pull ourselves out of this. The sooner we do that, the better. But no matter who comes next, they're all tough. It is what it is, and we gotta keep working.
In the other games in the Premier, Dundalk welcomes Sligo Rovers to Oriel Park, while reigning champion Shamrock Rovers go to Drogheda United, while bottom side Waterford are the visitors to Galway United. Cross channel, Brentford manager Keith Andrews says his players have dusted themselves down after the disappointment of crashing out of the FA Cup and are focused on a strong Premier League finish. They lost to West Ham on penalties in the 5th round of the competition last Monday. Tonight, they can keep their European hopes alive with a win against Wolves.
Now you know very clearly that you've got 9 games to go, so makes it pretty simple in terms of our preparation, in terms of what it looks like up until the break. After the break, we have an extra week, so we'll try and use that time well.
Manchester City face a huge Champions League clash with Real Madrid tomorrow, but Pep Guardiola's cancelled training today. City are 3-0 down after the first leg of their last 16 clash with the Spanish giants. Captain Bruno Silva says it's not a big deal to have an extra day off.
We've done it in the past plenty of times. When we lost games, when we won games, when the manager felt that it was the best for the team. And with all the trips that we had this week, I think if he just thought that it would be best for us to sleep better, to stay at home one more day, to free a bit our minds.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has confirmed that captain Martin Odegaard and defender Julian Timber will miss tomorrow's Champions League last 16 tie. against Bayer Leverkusen. They're struggling with injuries, and Arteta says he'll have to wait to see if they'll be fit for the EFL Cup final on Sunday. And Ardo Tossard is available for tomorrow's game. Chelsea have been fined just under £11 million and given a one-year transfer ban, which is suspended for 2 years, for historical breaches of financial rules. It's after the Premier League investigated secret payments made between 2011 and 2018. The transactions came to light when the current owners bought the club in 2022 and their irregularities were self-reported. To Gaelic games, Donegal's unbeaten run in Division 1 of the National Football League ended at Dr Hyde Park on Sunday when they lost to Roscommon. Donegal are now joined on 9 points by Kerry at the summit, while Mayo and Roscommon have 8, so it's all in the melting pot now with one game left for each county to determine who will contest the Division 1 League final. Donegal, of course, are in Clonus against Monaghan for their final game, knowing that a win is required to make the decider. But Jim McGuinness doesn't seem to be too bothered if they go to a league final or not.
There's a lot of permutations, to be honest with you. I think there's a good few permutations. You know, it depends what happens with Armagh and Kerry. I think that's a big one. Roscommon won the next day. They have a big chance of being in the league final. So there's a lot of permutations.
But if you win, you're in the league final, Jim.
Well, we're not bothered either way, to be honest. Like, if we won the game and we get there, we get there. And if we don't get there, we'll just, you know, we'll give us an extra week for down and we'll have 5 weeks to prepare for that match. So, you know, we're getting a lot out of it up to this point. We just want to keep that going.
That's Donegal manager Jim McGuinness, and there's more from him available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And there'll be more GA talk on the DL debate tonight with Brendan Devaney as he reviews and previews the closing weeks of the National League and looks ahead to the Gaelic football tournament in Philadelphia as part of next weekend's Donegal Diaspora Initiative. Plus, he'll also catch up with Kilkenny hurling legend Brian Cody. It's all part of the DL debate in Highland tonight, which is live after the 7 o'clock news. In golf, Rory McIlroy says he's still undecided on whether he will play another event before he bids to defend his Masters title. The world number two has been nursing a back issue and finished in a tie for 46th at the weekend's Players' Championship at Sawgrass. McIlroy says he wants to return to a full practice schedule before making a call on playing one more tournament before the first major of the year tees off on April 9th. In rugby, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell believes a conversation with IRFU about his future won't be too far away. The 50-year-old's current deal runs until the end of the 2027 Rugby World Cup, but he has been linked with a number of other roles abroad, including his old club Saracens. Ireland rounded off their Six Nations campaign by beating Scotland to claim the Triple Crown at the weekend. In motorsport, Aaron Johnston became Ireland's first winner on the World Rally Championship since 2017. The Oma man, along with Japanese driver Takamoto Katsuta, won the Safari Rally Kenya on Sunday in the Toyota GR Yaris R1. It was a maiden victory on the WRC for the crew as well. Finally, in athletics, at the National Masters Championship in Athlone, a Donegal man was part of a new world record set in the M65 4x200m relay. Shane Tullin of Tyrconnell AC ran the anchor leg in that success. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. The DL debate, of course, comes up later after the 7 o'clock news. No bulletins tomorrow, local bulletins that is, because it's St. Patrick's Day. We'll be back with the next bulletin on Wednesday morning after the 8 o'clock news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Police in Derry are appealing for information and witnesses in relation to a report of criminal damage in the city. Shortly after 9:05 last night, it was reported a number of windows at a house in the Creva Heights area had been smashed. Police are urging anyone that may have CCTV dashcam footage or other information to come forward. Local councillor Emma McGinley is condemning the attack. Police are appealing for information following a report of a burglary at a commercial premises in the Duke Street area of Derry on yesterday morning. Shortly after 7:20, it was reported a window had been smashed and access gained to the property. Inquiries are ongoing. A senior Kinahan gang member has pleaded guilty at the Special Criminal Court to directing a criminal organisation. 39-year-old Sean McGovern, previously of Kildare Road in Crumlin, was extradited back to Ireland from Dubai last year. With more, here's Emily Keegan.
Sean McGovern has previously been described by US officials as Daniel Kinahan's closest confidant. He arrived back in the state last May after being extradited from the United Arab Emirates on foot of an international arrest warrant. Today, he appeared before the Special Criminal Court via video link from Portlaoise Prison. The 39-year-old admitted to directing the activities of a criminal organisation in connection with the murder of Noel Kerwin between October 20th and December 22nd, 2016. He also pleaded guilty to directing the activities of a criminal organisation between October 2015 and April 2017 in relation to the surveillance of rival gang member James Gately in preparation for a serious offence. He's been remanded in custody to the 27th of April for sentencing. Commenting on the matter, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan congratulated Gardaí, who he says diligently pursued this important prosecution over many years, and thanked the authorities in the United Arab Emirates for their cooperation.
And the impact of healthcare on the climate has been explored at a HSE West and Northwest Conference on Climate and Sustainability. The event in Sligo looked at ways of achieving improvements with proposals such as turning clinical waste into reusable needle bins, auditing inhaler use to reduce CO2 emissions, and turning emergency departments green. They were considered by over 350 delegates and speakers. Ryan Brawley has more.
The HSE's Regional Executive Officer Tony Canavan told the event that climate change is a health issue, and it's important that the HSE makes that connection. He said it's gratifying that this region is showing leadership in that regard. The organisation is working on a regional green plan, which will outline a structured approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, along with planned actions over the next 3 years to deliver immediate reductions in some areas, while building long-term capabilities in others. The HSE's green plan was also highlighted. It aims to deliver measurable carbon reduction, improve resilience, and embed sustainability into regional healthcare. The conference was told there are numerous initiatives being implemented right across the HSE, including a programme to reduce the carbon footprint of inhalers. Overall, the HSE aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by 2030 and achieve net zero by 2050.
Cloudy and breezy tonight, but largely dry under broken cloud. Lowest temperatures 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, relatively mild but breezy. Outbreaks of rain in some western areas, while holding largely dry the further east you go. Some sunny spells possible in top temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees Celsius, but again, fresh to strong and gusty. Southwest winds can be expected. The main stories in brief. US President Donald Trump says numerous countries have agreed to support efforts by the US to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and are on the way. The EU's foreign policy chief is suggesting getting oil through the Strait of Hormuz by replicating an arrangement used to get grain out of Ukraine. A transport company in Donegal says with diesel now reaching as much as €2.12 per litre in places, the viability of their school transport and local link services is at breaking point. And the Tánaiste has indicated that an extended fuel allowance and cuts to excise duty could be included in a cost of living support package. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Good evening. The opportunities for this Monday evening, the 16th of March. The death has occurred of Annie Duffy, Bun Glengad. Annie's remains will leave Emma McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Emma McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patrick Paddy McCaverty, 144 Upper Mount Marion, Milford. Reposing at his home today from 6pm until 10pm and again tomorrow from 11am until 10pm. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at her home of Teresa Mullins, Ne Cooney, Ballyboe, Rathmullen, reposing at her home today until 10pm and tomorrow and Wednesday from 12 noon until 10pm. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with interment in Rathmullen Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of David Day Cole, 4 Dealview Convoy. His remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9pm. Funeral from his home on Wednesday afternoon at 1:15, going to Rafoe Presbyterian Church for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving for his life, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in memory of David to Cree Heart and Stroke Foundation, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Seamus Rorty, Dunluí Gwydor. His remains will repose at his home in Dunluí today until 9 p.m. and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. with rosary nightly at 8. House private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral, to family and friends only. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluí, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Thomas Tommy Stewart, 16 Knockavoe Crescent, Strabane, formerly of Dunmore Gardens, Derry. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 22:01 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1:15. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Dennis Unit, Melmount Manor, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Isabel Duggan, née Black, Ballycirren, Kilmacrennan, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors.